Hello everybody, I'm Dr. Bryke and this is the Veterans Health Forum, our weekly webinar dedicated to health and wellness of our veterans. With me in our transatlantic studio is Professor Koscheck. Hi Marco, how are you?
Hello Florian, hello all listeners. I'm very well, ready for another, I hope, exciting discussion, and I hope also some useful information. So I would suggest let's start.
So our topic today will be actually our first new programming into our podcast. We will present in the future to our American audiences different courts or different places of healing in Europe. We are starting today with one of the very well-known areas. It's Rogaška in Slovenia. It's right on the borders with Croatia. I visited it several years ago. Actually, I believe it was before the pandemic.
Yes.
And it's a very well-known place for Marco because Professor Koscheck lives in that area. So Marco, let's get started. Let's have it, right? Rogaška Slatina,
one of the oldest, if not the oldest, one of the oldest spas in Slovenia with very long tradition. You will hear this shortly. Let me just briefly say that spas in Slovenia are contributing around 30, 35, maybe even 40% of all tourism income. So this is one of the best developed tourism product in Slovenia, because this area, particularly eastern side of Slovenia, western side of Croatia, then we have southern side of Austria and also western part of Hungary, creates together a very interesting geological area where these hot springs are appearing, and this is basically the result of this initiative.
It reminds me now of something, a very interesting thing. In the last phase of Yugoslavia under Tito, he got the idea that drilling in that area will possibly find some oil resources. So yep. They drilled considerably. Instead of oil, they found mineral waters.
Yeah.
And this is a very, very mineral water rich area in Europe. There are naturally other parts in the Alps and so on. One of the classical regions would be the Black Forest in Bavaria, the south of Germany I'm from. So yes, but this particular area, as you mentioned, east, Slovenia and North Croatia, it's a very, very rich area in mineral waters.
Exactly. So we will explain all these details. We divided this presentation in two parts. Part one will be more about the destination, about some the history, some characteristic of the area, because of course we always want to encourage guests not just to enjoy the mineral water and all that therapies and treatments, but also enjoy the destination, which can offer a lot of I would say nice experience. It is very rural one, but okay, let's see. So this is the position of Slovenia for those who doesn't know, and I assume that many people doesn't know or don't know where we are. It's one of the, as you said, republics of former Yugoslavia, the most northern one, bordering Italy. So we have border with Italy, border with Austria, border with Hungary, and long border with Croatia. It's kind of Central Europe. If you see this right map here on the right-hand side, you see the capital of Ljubljana with around 400,000 population, airport here close to Kranj. Then Rogaška, as you said, on the border with Croatia, with very good accessibility from Zagreb, which is another very, I would say, quite well recently developed airport. So basically, you have two options to fly in. I would say Zagreb is at the moment more convenient because of the frequency. But also, we should not forget on the airports of Trieste, Klagenfurt, yes, and then also Graz, which is a little bit higher here, and also Venice. Venice
Venice,
to
right.
Ljubljana is 300 kilometers, and then you are in another hour. So it's four hours drive, for instance, from Venice, which is well-known hub.
Yeah, a direct flight will be like I went last time. A direct flight will be, for instance, from West Palm Beach, now the new named Donald Trump International Airport in West Palm Beach. Direct flight to Zagreb. For Americans, another good route will be, say, Miami, Chicago, New York to Rome, and from Rome to Venice.
To Venice, yeah.
Or to Zagreb. If you go to Venice, then Venice will be right in there, right next to Trieste, what you see on the map. And from there is, what, 100 and some miles, or 150 miles, I believe, to Rogaška, right?
Yeah. Yeah, well, it will take kilometers rather miles. Once again, this is the connectivity, road connectivity, as we already explained. And now on the right-hand side, you can see a couple of images of the destination. As you can see, very rural, very green, rolling hills. I would say in past, a lot of agriculture and forestry activities. And here are in the middle photo the buildings of the spa center, originated as we will see from 11th century onwards, which is a really good and long tradition. And the picture on the bottom shows the main buildings of this spa, which really also from the character of architecture tells you that here is the long tradition of treatments and all spa activities here, you know. As I mentioned, a short historical facts. First findings of this activity in Rogaška Slatina. Slatina means mineral water in local language, Slatina, is from 1141. So basically, this was first time mentioned in the charter of Konrad, which is it was the Salzburg Archbishop. And again, this tells you that, of course, we were part of Austro-Hungarian monarchy, and all these developments are somehow the consequence of that empire and the let's say sites which they develop for the tourism purpose, you know. I would like to immediately also stress some important point that, of course, not just mineral water is the economic driver, but from the long ago, 1655, they started with the glass works, handmade crystal glass products. I think this was and still is treated as one of the best glass production in that region, not just of Slovenia, but these countries which we mentioned, with a long tradition, with excellent quality products. So just to mention as an addition to the spa. The most important event from the perspective of our today's presentation is, of course, the establishment of the regional spa resort, which was established under the Count of Ferdinand somehow in let's say 1782 and onwards. And then, of course, this was, I would say, first professional, if we can speak of that time, but still, spa resort, which was treating people and their disease or whatever we can say, you know. Also, I think it is important that then in later after 1806, the first buildings were built. Today, this main building, spa home, first spa home, is big grand hotel Rogaška, 5 stars plus. So 19th century, beginning of 19th century, this was already there, and I think again one sign of the let's say tradition. Probably this is one of the most important building in all spa area, and this is Temple Pavilion. This is exactly built on the source, or if you want, on the spring of donut water. We will later on in part to explain about the donut water, which is absolutely probably one of the richest, if not the richest, of magnesium. So this pavilion was built in 1819, and from there it is constantly active. Patients are coming here and are drinking water directly from the spring. So it is probably also one of the most beautiful buildings in the resort. And I would say, again, remarkable development still nowadays as it was built in originally in that period of 1819.
Marco,
yes,
let me,
yes,
step
please.
In for a second.
Yes.
Give me the pavilion back in there. So,
yep.
If you can, right. So basically in the 18th, 19th century, the cure, and not only in Rogaška, but generally a health cure all over in Europe was meant to be like a retreat, like you'll call it today a retreat, okay?
Yep.
So people of a higher level of the societies and so on will take a vacation, will take a summer vacation, will go on a cure, will go on to recover, not as much as to recover their health, but there would be also a part of the program, but they were going to relax. They
Exactly.
were going to change the environment. They
Exactly.
were going into the nature. And this was exactly one of the typical going into the nature. So what will they do? They will have, you know, the programs, the summer programs will be full of parties, full of artists, full of opera singers, full of concerts,
yep.
full of everything
yep.
in there. They will stay all night long in clubs, in having different entertainments and programs. They will sleep a good night, and then majority of them, as the studies go, saying that majority of them will enjoy for the first time sleeping with an open window in the night.
That's
in other words, they were coming from different major cities where you will never open the window, first
yeah.
of all, because the air outside will be polluted. Secondly,
yeah.
because you're not going to want to have an intruder visiting you in a bedroom. And third, because nobody in such cities will do things like that. Now, going to a cure like that, they will, for the first time, enjoy fresh, nightly air, right, particularly in summer, listen to the birds in the early morning. They will get up, they will have breakfast, or some of them, and this is very interesting, some of them, even before going to breakfast, the doctor may prescribe them to go to such a pavilion like there. They will have specially measured containers of glass, very good glass, like you mentioned before. Every year they will buy a new mineral water glass, which will be carrying them through the entire 3-4 weeks of vacation. They will go to the spring, like you see right in there, into the pavilion, will fill up the glass with their mineral water directly from the source, will drink whatever the doctor prescribed, and then they will go around their day.
Yep.
So they will go on Ausflug, as they would say, little trips around the area,
yeah.
or wandering in the parks, in the mountains, and
yeah, yeah.
then
or some
come
walk,
back again.
Or some forest walk, which
or
was
some
also
forest
very
walk.
Usual, yeah.
Right, or back horseback riding or whatsoever, and then they will go for late lunch. They will come back to the pavilion, will drink more water, will get ready for the evening. There was a classical one-day vacation into such a resort. Sorry for interruption.
No, it was excellent addition. I would say exactly the fact that they had this opportunity to drink mineral water, I think that was from the beginning also part of the experience at the spa. And this is, I think, important. Okay, if we continue for a couple of slides more, This was the date of 1859 when the first doctor, doctor which who was somehow guiding Rogaška Slatina and its kind of, you know, they started to develop in this treatment way for 30 years. So they actually started to develop a land health resort, so which become kind of state or at least for that lander, for that part, important new fact means that people were sent here to certain recoveries and treatments. So this is the 1859 beginning of kind of, let's say, organized health treatment. I'm mentioning this because nowadays Rogaška Slatina is probably the best treatment center in Slovenia with the highest number of doctors and specialists which would be, you know, caring for guests. Then 1859, they built a new second spa resort home. Means these were first hotels for guests, rooms. I've been here. I remember when I was a child, my grandfather was here for stomach problems. And I remember entering these rooms. They were very spacious, luxury rooms, you know, high ceilings. So, in the time when they were built, but of course, now new standards are there and they were also replaced. Maybe for the conclusion of this first part, let's mention a couple of facts about destination. So glasswork is also important income and economic employer. So local people were working there. 350 years tradition. They produce around 8 million crystal products annually and around 22 to 24 tons of glass products per day. So it is one of the world's finest crystal manufacturers with a rich legacy, now also museum, shop, part of the tourist experience, and all that is also handmade. They are still using this handmade tradition.
Okay, I was stepping to say one thing.
Yes.
Now, you are seeing glass. It's actually crystal glass.
It is crystal glass.
Crystal glass. So now, some people here in America will remember from traveling and looking into the shops in the main airports, and they will see the Swarovski crystal shops,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Now,
yes.
Swarovski is the Austrian version of this. This
yes.
is in Slovenia. However, we are referring to the same geological silica area of the
indeed.
Mountains, which means
indeed.
Only there you can have the main product of the glass. The glass is made out of silica sand, right? So that would be associated with the same crystal, the highest possible quality, the crystal what you see in a Swarovski production. So this is the Slovenian, the Slovenian
Swarovski
right.
is of course well-known brand.
Yes,
Rogaška maybe didn't develop brand so well, but they developed brand in former Yugoslavia very well. So their market was different. But still, I entirely agree the quality and the material, so the raw material they are building it from is the same.
Raw material is because of the area. We are
talking
about the same, the local material, the raw materials from the same big
Absolutely.
Area. That's why the Swarovski crystal and then
Absolutely.
Also the Rogaška.
Yeah.
Yes.
So this will be certainly some point of interest if somebody would come. This is some also museum of Anna's palace. Anna was, you know, very well known. Lady who was having an important role in the development, and they also now for the memory of it, her. So they organize balls, dancing balls every year, you know. But this is combined with the story of glass and water together in the museum. Now, this is just, maybe I should put it earlier, but to give you the idea what we were talking before with Florian, though this is Spas in Slovenia, and Rogaška is here, so you can see that in the vicinity there are a lot of spas, and then we have the same frequency and coverage here in South Austria, Western Hungary, and Western and Northern, Northwestern Croatia. So basically this is this geologically important area where we can say that the springs are appearing, you know.
Yeah, mention also, Marco, if you go back on the map,
that
this map is only showing the locations in Slovenia.
That's exactly right.
The green bubbles in there are only referring to Slovenia. If you go to the right of the map, to the north of the map, and to the south of the map, where you see Zagreb there, the incidence or the frequency of those green bubbles are equally spread into the neighboring countries.
This is a
very important area of where two chains of mountains, the ones coming from the south, how do you call them? What are the mountains going into the along the Yugoslavian coast?
This is Dinaric Mountains.
Dinaric Alps, and then you go from there north of it. You can see right on the very lower part of the picture, that's the Trieste area, the upper part of Adriatic, and then from there north you are going into the real Alps area.
The Alps,
particularly in that area, they are called the Julian Alps.
So
this is where the two big branches of the mountains are coming together. Okay, the Dinaric Alps from the south and the Alps coming from the north, and they hit in that area, and that's exactly why we have that huge frequency of mineral springs. Because all those mineral springs, not all of them, but a good majority of them, and the well-known ones were known also by the Romans. The Romans detected them in contact with the local population. The local population knew them from prehistoric times. So the Romans actually... The Romans were the first population, the first group of people to develop the tourism. And we will be talking about that many, many times in the future. Basically, the balneology or the balneo medicine in Europe, which is the part of the Western medical tradition, was all developed by the Romans in the Roman Empire. And naturally, it was then further developed into after the Dark Ages, late Middle Ages, and then the modern time. New springs were discovered, and based on the old tradition, the new tradition started.
Yeah. If you allow me, I would just add that this area is geologically looking very young. Of course, we know that geology is not young, but still, it proves that the inside processes are not stopped yet, and this is proven through the earthquakes. We have a lot of earthquakes. Here, actually, two plates are colliding in a way, and that's why also this area, again, Zagreb, Sisak, Petrinja, and also eastern part of Slovenia has lot of, they are not major earthquakes, luckily, but we have these 2-3 degrees earthquakes constantly, you know, and this is also evidence of why hot water is here, you know, because these processes are still impending, you know.
Definitely. It's a geologically active area. Only in geologically active areas you have those springs of mineral waters. Absolutely.
Okay, now let's see this the conclusion of some tourist, let's say, premises. There are some manor houses from medieval period. Then also the town of Rogatec. Rogaška's Latina, Rogatec is the municipality. It has also some evidence from the medieval period. There is a lot of rural housing. As I said before, the area was traditionally rural, farming, forest, not big farms, but forestry to some degree, and also wine. The area is also of wine, not the major production, but it's kind of a supplementary activity which supports, in some cases, also some families to sell this wine. And of course, people, visitors can also stay in these vineyard cottages. As you remember, when you were here in Slovenia, this is very popular here in Dolenska and also in this region. Of course, apiculture, this is absolutely a thing which is important in Slovenia. We claim to be pioneers of the beekeeping in this part of Europe. Then also some galleries, museums, also churches, which are, you know, important from the local perspective, not some major things, but still, I think, interesting addition to visitors if they want to enjoy the area. Here are some spa hotels, as I mentioned before, 5-4 stars hotels, which I believe would satisfy I would say almost all requirements, depending where people want to stay. And then also some private, so in the vicinity is also golf course. I can't say that Slovenia is the golf country, but however, there is also opportunity to play golf, you know, if somebody is really keen. But also beside these big hotels, bigger hotels, we have this tiny private pensions, family businesses in some let's say type of rural housing, okay, houses within the vineyards, villas. So basically, I would say quite developed area from the point of tourism. And we,
Marco,
somehow conclude this part one. But yes,
right.
Please.
Okay, right in the third picture in there, the little house, the little cottage over there, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
With a vineyard next to it. Those are incredible places. If you rent the house and the little cottage and you stay in there for 2-3 weeks, just completely doing nothing, just relaxing. They are incredible. And correct me if I'm wrong, but all of them, they have a cellar, right?
Yes.
In the
course.
Cellar, they have
their own wine.
Yeah. The wines, yeah, they are making from the vineyard, from the local vineyard,
yeah.
And I mean, it's the most incredible experience ever. Because every time when I went in there, I used to go and stay in Matej's vineyard cottages,
yeah.
And they're incredible places.
Host will supply you always with the local food, so you will have breakfast. You'll get basket breakfast, means that you know, fresh bread, some sausages, whatever you would really agree. They would bring you fresh from their let's say farm, basically. And then, of course, they offer you, you can drink as much as you can, but nobody is really drinking, you know, for just drinking, but just to enjoy that, because there are organized wine tastings combined with the gastronomy, and this is also part of the experience. As you said, this is probably one of the best product in Slovenia in terms of length of stay. Average stay in Slovenia from the tourism is somehow between 2 and 3 days. This collects 5 to 6 days, so 100% more, because of certain quality of the environment and let's say remoteness, also in the individuality which is provided here for guests who don't want to be in the hotel, basically. And you can still enjoy the same program in the spa, because that's all arranged through networking of the partnership which is working together.
Now, right in this minute, because you said that, talking about the general tourism, coming back on what we are debating all the time now since maybe a year and a half, 2 years, in the matter of the Veterans Rehabilitation Program with Professor Resch from Germany, the ideal duration of a cure would be between 3 to 5 weeks.
That's right.
That is, I mean, you can go for shorter, you can go for longer. It's up to the client, up to the patient, up to the traveler. However, if you go for medical, for the maximum benefit of your cure, recommendation will always going to be between 3 and 5 weeks, because that's exactly the time period where you can, as a patient, you can feel the difference. Your body is starting talking to you after probably, let's just say, a week. After a week, you discover a change in your metabolism. You discover a change in your energy level. You discover a change into the way how you sleep in the night, how you eat. You discover all kind of things which are not possible to be discovered within 48 hours. So it does, the body requires a little bit of time to jump from the regular, from your regular functioning or metabolism to an adaptation of your metabolism to the new area. And that is why 3 to 5 weeks. So that's basically, you can, to come back to what you said, you the American health traveler, okay, can rent a place like that, can go to the pavilion every day, doesn't have to stay in a hotel.
Yes.
If he enjoys the hotel because of the core place atmosphere, if you buy yourself into, so to speak, into the resort atmosphere, and you want to be middle in everything what's going on, tourists and all kind of activities, cultural activities, and so on, sure, going to a hotel. You want to be more relaxed, more remote, more distressing completely than one of those cottages would be probably the most incredible thing.
It is probably 5 to 10 minutes drive from this cottage to the health center. So basically, you don't stay, but you can still use all medical treatments and program which is available there, because that's independent from the hotel. Basically.
And you can have the charter transportation.
Yeah.
If you don't need to drive yourself, no problem.
Absolutely.
They come,
absolutely,
they pick you up, they bring you back. It's no problem whatsoever.
Absolutely.
But it's up to what the okay, we are introducing a lot of new notions, words, ideas, and denominations. We are not calling somebody a patient. You're not sick when you go there. You might be. In that case, you are a patient. But if you're not a patient, if you're a health traveler, then you will be a cure guest.
Yeah.
Okay? So a cure guest. So if you are a regular cure guest, if you want to go for a complete distressing, a complete, rejuvenation program and so on, then you want to be pretty much in those farmhouses, in those, cottages, in those pretty much by themselves little areas. And if you like, as I said, if you like the, not the stress, but if you like the major activity of a core place, then go to the hotel.
That's a choice. That's a choice.
Exactly.
In this case, in Slovenia, I would say almost in all spas, this is a choice, because they are all in remote rural areas and surrounding is offering this kind of and this type of accommodation, which could be combined with the spa. Okay, if we can move, then I would suggest let's go to part two. And part two is more about, let's say, the water the spa characteristics and everything what really matters, and it is also one of the reasons why somebody would come here. Probably you, as a more experienced in this let's say field, you will take over, but I would say Donut is here in this area very well known brand. If you say Donut, everybody knows mineral water, high level of magnesium, 8,000 years of tradition, and if you are even with some minor things already, always you will get the advice, have a donut, warm donut, and this will cure you, you know, maybe some with some stomach problem, etc. Anyway, over to you.
I would like to make the comment like this. Okay, so we will be doing the recording of part two right now, since you mentioned it, but we will be publishing them into two separate parts.
Excellent.
Into the touristical part, which you just went through, and then we're going to go into a part two, which will refer to the donut water and the medical situation part. It will be the part two. So for everybody who wants to start with part two, this will be the moment where we were going to be finalizing the first recording, and we will be starting with recording number two.
Excellent.
All right. So we'll be seeing you next time when we do the recording. We'll be talking about the medical aspect of Rogashka and the donut water. So I hope you enjoyed the first part, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you. I also look forward to next, and I would say also interesting, part two of Rogashka Slatina Spa.
Have a nice evening, everybody. Bye.
Bye.